life, God. We just thank you, God, for all the good things that you give to us. We thank you for your protection and safety from the storms last night. Pray for those that were affected, God. Pray that you'd help them mend the broken pieces, Father. Lord, we love you. Thank you, God, for your watch care over us, and pray for your divine wisdom as we take care of the school affairs tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we're moving on to item number two, recognition presentations. Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a wonderful night. Sometimes school board meetings have a lot of stuff that across the country, every now and then here, that's not very pleasant, but this is not one of them nights. This is a night that we get to brag on our student athletes and some of our students, and this is a wonderful night. They have to be out of here. Y'all come on in. Come on in here to the front, Ms. Gabriel. They're waiting on me. The volleyball team has their banquet tonight. I know we've got a bunch of parents here. We welcome y'all tonight. So we're going to go ahead and do this at the beginning so they can get out. I know we got some cooks amongst us that need to go on and get out as well. So we will do a brief intermission after the volleyball recognition to give them some time to get out and get to their next appointment tonight. But we are so proud of them. Liberty County volleyball team won their first, as you well know, their first state championship, made the Final Four back in, I guess, 2012. Where's Coach at?
Yeah.
There, Coach. 2012, and so this year they got it done. So we're so proud of them. They played with class. They played with dignity. They played with heart. And again, I'm preaching to the choir tonight. Y'all know, you saw it, and they just had a phenomenal season. Going 28-2 is a feat that is just absolutely incredible. I know our county commission recognized y'all the other night. Your county, your schools love you, and we're so proud of y'all. Y'all look beautiful tonight, and so we started something at the beginning of school year called Dress for Success, and so they look dressed for success. I don't so much, but to me, this was my dress for success tonight. I was proud to get this. I'm proud of y'all. I'm a volleyball dad, as y'all know, with two girls playing, and boy, y'all were fun to watch. Y'all didn't give up, and it was amazing just how, you know, when y'all were faced with adversity, y'all just continued to push through and make things happen. The confidence and the swagger y'all brought to the court was incredible, and it put a lot of schools on notice that we can keep this. The sign they just put up is nice. There's probably not enough room for they need to either do a new sign or put continued years, because I think we could win this thing for indefinitely, and I'm planning on y'all doing that. I want to recognize the players very quickly. Let y'all go. Number one, Reagan Bilbo. Number two, Gabri Flowers. Number three, Sienna Dillmore. Number six, Savannah Creamer. Number seven, Briley O'Brien. Number 10, Jordan Lee. Number 14, Morgan Harper. Number 17, Ella Davis. Number 18, Caleb Petty. Number 21, Aubrey Arnold. Number 22, Kara Conyers. Number 29, Ella Suber. And number 53, Shemiah Williams. And so we are proud of our Liberty County volleyball team. Let's give them a hand. Also, we recognize Coach Jennifer Sewell. Coach has been doing it for a while now. And I want to recognize that if Petey's not here, I'm looking around for Petey. He's not here. He's so tall. It should be easy to see. They put a team together this year that got it done. And I'm very grateful for his assistance. He provided some great assistance to Coach Sewell. And Coach Sewell, many of y'all hope will be doing this in softball season coming to spring. So we're expecting to put another sign coming into Bristol. So at this time, the school board, I'm asking them to approve a resolution in your honor tonight. Now, here's what I'm going to tell y'all girls, and I've got a little age on me now. Nobody but you and maybe some close family members remember how many kills you got. They won't remember how many digs you got. Over 1,000. They won't remember all those stats and figures. You'll remember them. Most people won't, but I'll tell you what they'll remember until Jesus comes. Y'all are the state champions. That's what they'll remember, okay? And they may not remember all the names, but they'll know that y'all were the winners in 2022. We're very proud of y'all. So I'm going to ask our board chair if he'll read this resolution. And this is a great thing, a proclamation of Liberty County School Board.
I'm going to read Resolution 22-05. Whereas the Liberty County High School Volleyball Team won the 22 Florida High School Activities Association 1A State Championship on November the 13th, 2022 at the Polk County State College in Winter Haven, Florida. And whereas the Liberty County High School Volleyball Team posted a 28-2 with a season sweep of Buckstown High and three huge wins over Sneed High School, posting a undefeated season at home while winning the district championship, the regional championship, and eventually state championship. And whereas Coach Jennifer Sewell and assistant coach Petey Talton put together a team, a game plan, and a vision that led this team to being the greatest team, GOAT, in Liberty County High School Volleyball.
I look over.
And whereas the family, that is Liberty County, supported that state championship game by their attendance and support on that event Sunday afternoon, outnumbering Baker fans 4-1. And whereas this team is made up of only one senior, Miss Ella Davis, and 12 underclassmen. And whereas this team has brought pride and prestige to Liberty County High School, Tober School, Hopper School, and all of Liberty County. And now, therefore, be it resolved, the Liberty County School Board honors the Liberty County High School Volleyball Team on its first state championship at the regular meeting of the school board on December 15th, 2022 at 9:30 p.m. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of Liberty County School Board to affix this 15th day of December 22.
All right. Coach, you got anything to say?
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to do one more thing, and then we want to get a picture with y'all with the board. And so there's another something here, an honor tonight that you may not be aware of. So I'm going to ask Miss Michelle Manning, my neighbor growing up, and I'll let her tell you why she's here and what she's got.
I'm the former executive director, assistant executive director for the commission on staff. We are honoring him for all those words that he said, or exact things, some of the same things that's on this letter that we're giving to Coach Sewell that will be kept at the school. We're very proud of you. I'm an alumni, and I'm super proud.
Can y'all get a picture of Miss Mary Catherine, her giving that to you? She's right behind y'all. Y'all can just turn around right there. Be good, and I'll get out of the way. Ladies, any of y'all want to say anything? Ellie, you're a senior. Do you have anything to say? All right. Well, y'all, if y'all would y'all join us up here? We'll get a picture with y'all. Yes, sir.
I want to turn it over to Sully.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I think you're going to get that.
Look at
Thank you.
Parents, thank y'all.
Congratulations, y'all.
Thank y'all for your support. Thank you for letting them practice. Thank you for letting them go to games. And thank you for travel ball and all you do to make sure that they're their best. Let's give y'all a hand. Parents, thank you.
Deanna? Oh, yeah. Did I give you money?
She's got so much to do all the time, so she might forget one thing out of 40 million.
I went shopping.
Did you buy me something good?
All right. Thank y'all for your patience. We got some, I said cooks amongst us, and one of them, so they're going to do that. Thank Jason and Kevin for cooking for the girls tonight. So we had perfect score awards on the EOC, and we had one student that could not make it. She had a ball game, I believe, that night. So we're going to catch her tonight. So this is a letter from Governor DeSantis, Ron DeSantis. Dear student, congratulations on your exemplary performance on the spring 2022 assessment. You achieved a perfect score. That means you got none of them wrong. Setting the highest example for your peers and other students in our great state. You should be very proud of your accomplishment, and I applaud your hard work to achieve this level of success. Your achievement comes from dedication to studies in and out of the classroom, and I encourage you to continue striving for academic excellence and inspiring those around you. As long as I'm governor, students like you will always have the support and admiration of our great state. On behalf of the state of Florida, I wish you success in your future pursuits. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Ron DeSantis, Governor of the Free State of Florida. So for our last student that we missed because she's playing ball is my sweet niece, Ellie Pitt. Come on up here. She got a perfect score on the Algebra 1 EOC assessment. Y'all give her a hand. Congratulations, Ellie. Last but surely not least is our adult school graduates. We are very proud of our recent graduates, and about once a year we try to do a recognition for y'all, and y'all are part of our system. Okay, I had a meeting the other day with some legislators, and I said, when they're 30 years old, they're still part of our system. When they're 40, I'm a graduate of Liberty County High School. I'm part of the system. And so you'll always be a part of Liberty County, the school district. And we are very proud of you. You've gone above and beyond to finish what you started. And we're very, very happy for you. These are our graduates. I'll call all of them by name. This was our list board. I've provided y'all a list of all of them. Aiden Carter. And if you're here tonight, and some of y'all think that I don't know, I know the face, but may not know the name, just raise your hand. Aiden Carter, okay, Caleb McCreary, okay, Caleb Pittman, okay, Colton Richards, Emily King, Gypsy Clark, Julian Allen, let's see, Julian, Kenneth Richter, Kimberly Benson, Lindy Sherrod, Madison Moses, Madison Norris, Matthew Suttles, Nicole Kurtz, Ryan Solisak, Sean Shiver, Taylor Lewis, Tristan Lucas, Xander Stout, I think we got everybody, and Zamaya Carter. Okay, they are our graduates here for 2022. Let's give them a hand. So here's what I'm going to gonna ask y'all to do, if y'all don't mind, come to the front. I'm gonna get one of y'all to hold this somewhat. Y'all got your diplomas already. We'll get y'all to hold this. Board, if y'all stand up, we'll get a... I know the board wants to shake your hand too, so I'll shake them first. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, sir. We'll let y'all get in the middle, and then we'll get kind of like we did last time, on the side.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let y'all hold that there. Yeah. Mr. Terrell Sykes has been sick, so I know he would love to be here tonight, but y'all pray for him. He needs to get better, but he's sure been sick, him and his little girl. So let's give him one more hand. Congratulations, y'all. Awesome job. Awesome job.
Good luck. Don't stop here. You
feel right.
Oh, and y'all got, they've got a gathering for y'all. So if y'all want to, Miss Deanna, if you want to point the way, I think they got y'all some groceries to eat. So. And that's for parents and everything. So, y'all head that way.
All right, next is item 3, public comments. We didn't have any. Moving right along to item 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very quickly, got the report in front of you. I'll just go over that very quick. Teacher of the Year for Liberty County School District, Ms. Cassie Vickers. We're pleased that was announced yesterday. And then our Employee of the Year is my right hand right here, Ms. Renee O'Brien. She's our District Employee of the Year. We had to move that up, the announcement, a little quicker because some of the competitions that she can enter, she actually had to have all of her paperwork in by December 9th, which was last week. So we had to kind of, instead of doing all that at one time at the banquet, we had to do that early. So we're so tickled for Cassie and Renee. And
let's give them a hand.
Let's give them a hand, absolutely. Two great representatives of what we're doing here, and we're very, very blessed to have them. Had a wonderful luncheon yesterday at Fiddler's, and we recognized all the site winners. Gave them their school board approved money, so that was good at Christmas time. So if you need a loan, see one of those site winners. Their pockets are a little heavier right now. Number two, big deal here. This has been ongoing. I've talked with a few of y'all last week about this. So at the last board meeting, I told you that we had a CDE involved. They would come down for a site visit. All of that happened. The lady's name is Monica Blanton. She is with River Gorge Capital. She is a CDE located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She flew in from out of Knoxville, got a flight from Knoxville. And then Eric, our guy, our broker, consultant guy, he came in from Washington State. And I got Chuck Roberts to be a part of this because she was coming to look at the site, look at the high school, and look at some of the vocational areas we had, namely the field house. And so we wanted her to see that, and she was blown away at everything we had going on at the high school. These projects are for rural, underserved counties throughout the country, and she said, y'all are the absolute poster child for the need for this money. This is why this fund was developed. And so Chuck really helped us out. If anybody can seal a deal, it's Chuck Roberts. And he really painted the picture of what the tax base is in Liberty County better than I could ever. But he done a wonderful job. We had a great meeting in there with them. So then Mandy was part of that. So Mandy and I and Eric and Monica went to lunch. And as we began talking, she said, "I'm funding your project." So we were, you know, and it was great. But it came with a little bit of a hitch. Of course, everything does. We were eligible because we had a $5 million deal on the Cityscape. We're eligible to be funded up to $15 million because the high school project was $20 million. So she said, "I'll fund seven." Eric thought it would probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 7. Might be 8. Well, we were hoping for 8. She said 7. Now, that would yield the district over $1 million. That's phenomenal. Some of the costs that were accrued in the first deal, we don't have to pay the second time. Yeah. So that's why we get more. Because I asked him, I said, "Is it relative?" Okay, so with a $5 million deal, we got $592,000. Does this mean if it's $7 million, it's a little over, you know, closer to $800,000? He said, no. Some of that stuff's already been done. So he said it'd be more, you know, like $1.1 million. But here's the problem. The awards went out October the 30th. It left no time for these to close on December 31st. Some of these were okay, but because ours was done in 2020, the construction of the school, it needed to close by December 31st. So most of last week, I'm on the phone with Neil Dunn's office, Rubio's office, Rick Scott's office, trying to get the federal government. She's already won the award. We just need them to say, go with it, approve the thing. And we just couldn't get any movement. We worked it. Eric worked it. Monica worked it. And it just not doing. But here's the problem. Out of the many hundreds and hundreds, I mean, maybe closer to 1,000 deals that are done, this is a $5 billion program. I think only 4 deals actually closed already. So many of them didn't. So what they're doing is petitioning the CDIF fund to extend these to the time period to March 31st. So he says there's about a 75% chance that's going to happen. So in preparation for that, here at this point, we need the federal government to move, and we need them to move timely. So we're going to start next week a lobbying effort. I called Patrick Bell, our lobbyist. He met me this morning. We had about a good hour meeting discussing strategy. We got on a Zoom call with Eric. So we're going to start that process next Tuesday. We'll get information out. Jody's going to help me with Representative Dunn's office. I need to sit down and talk with him face to face. That, you know, it's just one of the things that needs to happen. And we've done that before. They've come to Liberty County. They love Liberty County. And so I know they'll be open to meeting with us. But we need them to know $1.1 million for Liberty County School District's massive. It's big. And if we lose it, it's devastating. So we'll start that Tuesday morning. I put on here, I'm explaining to Jody, our paperwork is done. Because of the last deal, you don't have to set up another nonprofit. You don't have to do a lot of the same. You just almost cut and paste, change the dates, change the amounts, change the names. Boom, you got all that done. So we're ready to go. We can close in 2 to 3 days once that's approved. So that's our plan, is to go ahead and close.
Kyle,
yes.
If you don't mind, the $1.1 million, it will yield the district $1.1 million. Of that $1.1 million, how much of that will we have to pay Eric? I mean, so what are we, bottom line?
No, that's about, that'll
that
be our,
was all included.
Okay. Out of, if she funds it at $7 million, he'll get his cut, the lawyers get their cut, Capital One, who's going to be the financial source. Everybody gets their cut, and then they give us a check for $1.1, like they did the 592.
Okay.
Yep. So this is a big deal. I'm going to ask y'all to pray for that, pray for softening of hearts. We need the federal government. Again, we're not fighting for a deal. We have a deal. We just need them to give us some time to get it closed. That's the thing. So we don't have to convince anybody that we're worthy of the project. That's been done. She said, "I'm doing it. I'm giving y'all." She was awarded $35 million, so she can do other deals. But she said, "I'm giving y'all 7," and so that's a huge deal for us. Move quickly. Number 3, we found some surplus flooring and storage. I just kind of was plundering. I'm a plunderer. And I got to look, it's actually over there at the adult school building. When Daniel and them moved out, I was going through the building because we've had North Florida Child Development. I'm trying to get them to rent that building for us and do a little bit of a daycare, maybe for some 2 and 3 year olds. It's not real big, but if they'll rent it for us, that brings some revenue in for us, and it serves our community.
well, there's that little pole barn out there, and there's that little closet, a little shed out here. And I said, you know, I ain't never been in here. So I took the key while I was over and opened it up, and there was enough flooring to do Lynn's office and Jeannie's off the old library here at the district office. So went through that, done a bunch of figuring and everything. So we've got some glue, the base glue or whatever that's in some buckets. And so we've got some money to, if you've been in her office or in that library, the carpet is awful. We're doing a lot of trainings in there. This week we had PAC come in, did 2 days of all-day training, and it's embarrassing. It looks awful. It's just, anyway, Miss Lynn's going to get some new flooring. So they're going to do that during the holidays. So we're real excited about how more professional that room will look. And it needs to, that room's used quite often. So we're excited about that. Thank the good Lord for letting us find that stuff. Number four, some of this may be a little, not sure what PM is too, but I'm going to tell you what it is and you'll know exactly what it is. So the state of Florida did away with the FSA testing, but they replaced it with progress monitoring. That's what PM means. So you'll do Jeff 4 times a year?
3 times.
3 times. You do one right at the beginning of the year. So the first week of school almost, they were doing testing. And so you set in a baseline. And so PM2 was last week. And so we were able to see if we got some growth in some areas. When we looked at PM1, we were like, doggone it. You know, some of these kids that might have been a level 4 or 5 are now 2s. And we're like, you know. And so we're trying to figure out, was that because they haven't been in school all summer? You know, a little rusty on some of their skills?
And some of it is too. So at the baseline at the beginning, it's testing on grade level standards they just entered. So many times, sometimes when you trace back, it could be, well, the teacher hasn't taught it yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and that's why they do it at mid-year, to kind of get a checkpoint and a pulse over what we've covered the first half of the year, and then they'll take it again at the end of the year, and that's what they're going to use for accountability purposes. We won't get a grade this year, because it's all harmless year with the change and everything, but it's the way it's been running.
We're seeing improvement. I mean, just doing, and so Jeff does it. Jeff's a numbers guy. I mean, he does everything well, but numbers is, and data is his wheelhouse. And so we've been discussing that. He's been communicating with these teachers, all of our district staff. He'll send out an email to that teacher who done phenomenal in the class. We all jump in there and congratulate them. And we're seeing some real gains and still some challenges. There are some areas that we're going, here's where some work. So we're going to get together next week, even though it's holidays. We're going to get together and kind of just look at some data hard. Last during the holidays, we made some changes. We made some personnel changes just to try to accommodate and get some things where we felt like we'd be a better instructional environment for some students. So we're going to look at some things and talk about that. So we'll be out here Tuesday, about 8:30. So obviously,
were any of those in like specific grade or?
I'm sorry.
Or did some of those need improvement? Or did they just to specific grade or?
It could be specific grade. Some may be specific. Specific sections within a grade, so we're looking at everything and having those conversations with the principal too, about what's going well, what, what do we need to, where do we think we need to shift course, because I said earlier in the call, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results, so what do we need to change, where we need to go, that could be a number of things. It could be different strategies used in classrooms, different type of things that we can implement. And then two, it can be, you might have to shift and try something different.
And as we talk about it, if we all come to agreement, this teacher might need some extra support in there, we can go ahead and make that and start the school year with that extra support in the classroom. So it gives us a good time to kind of evaluate. And so it's so far so good. But there was some definite improvement. We were very pleased to see some of those scores come back. Number five, Chuck Roberts. I could almost just put Chuck Roberts, period. We've got the new beach volleyball courts going up. Most of that stuff, if not all of it, has been donated. And so while Chuck was here last Wednesday, he asked somebody, how you get sand here? One guy's running a truck. He said, next thing he's makes a few calls and
and it's done. They don't have the net poles up and everything, but if you'll go out there and look south of the practice field, they've got the cross ties, which encompasses the two, it's two courts that go there, and the sand there. Of course, got a good tamping last night with the rain. So it's going to be really nice. That's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see them girls play some volleyball. It's right there by the softball. We talked about those two sports kind of competing against each other, but after talking with Petey a little bit, it looks like some of them can kind of be like track. You know, sometimes, I know when Tim Davis was coaching, they'd have ball practice out there. J.J. House would go run a relay and at a track meet and then come back. You know, I don't think there's going to be that much competition, but some of them may want to do both, and I think it'll be conducive where they can.
We've done that in softball with Caroline Carson. She'd leave practice, go run a sprint mm-hmm. or two, or heat, and go win, come over here and go back later.
Yeah, go score some points at the track meet, come back.
That's it.
Yeah, so I appreciate him. Appreciate everybody that's donated. Once we get a final thing on, you know, all the donations, we'll do some public recognitions of all that, send out letters and all. Number six, Miss Gloria Parrish. I think most of y'all know Miss Gloria, sweet lady. She's inquired about the use of the lunchroom here at the district office for a church. So I went and looked through the policy. I don't know that those policies have probably been updated in over 30 years. Talcom Electric used the Hossard facility, and so they were prepared to pay a lot more than what we charged, what the board had approved. I don't know. I know in my 18 years on the board, it never came up as far as the usage fees and all that kind of stuff. I'm a little concerned about having something here because there's so much sensitive information, records, office space up here about doing that, and there's nothing that addresses regular use or extended use of facilities. As of right now, I don't think she has a nonprofit status. We try to work with nonprofits and things like that. Sometimes we'll waive fees. A lot of times, if it's a nonprofit kids benefit, we'll waive the fees, but they have to provide insurance waivers, or they have to have a certificate of insurance. I would probably like to workshop this with y'all just to talk about that. If there's other areas that we might could accommodate, but you know, something with when churches do it, if you kind of think about this, and I think we pretty much all go to church, you think about your church, what you pay for electricity, insurance, water, plumbing, upkeep, all those things. Right now, I think we charge about $35 an hour. So if they're only here for 2 hours and that's $70, and for a month that's $280, that's a pretty good deal to have a place to worship, use the restroom, facilities, all that for only, you know, less than $300 a month. That does not sit well with me. Otherwise people are, you know, just going to use your facilities and it's going to cost more to operate that. So she asked me to talk to y'all about that. If y'all want to talk individually about that, and we maybe, if we feel like we want to go the workshop route, we can do that. But I'll be in touch with each one of y'all individually and kind of see what y'all want to do with that. But I wanted to talk to y'all tonight about that she's inquired about that. But we definitely, if we don't do anything else, we need to update those fees and those usage agreements, and definitely needs to be looked at. Number seven, I already told you we'd be here some. If you need to meet in a specific day that you need, just let us know and we'll be here. Kevin will let me know our new school bus, the one we got the funding for through the state. It should be finished in late January, early February, so we'll have a new school bus.
Now that one's going to be a diesel, correct?
Correct.
We haven't done the electrical stuff yet.
None of the other stuff yet, yeah. This is when we got the legislative appropriation.
$123,000.
Correct. And the bus is going to be a little more than that. Obviously, it's closer to 150-ish. I think it's 150. So we had to put a little supplement in there a little bit for that.
Why was that?
Timing from the time that you get it to the time, this cost went up.
Cost increases like the last year is just crazy for anything going into vehicles. Everything from a headlight to a tire. I mean, it's
yeah.
Everything's just went. So from the time we get the appropriation, just mm-hmm. in time you actually can order it. So we got the appropriation in the November of last year, mm-hmm. but then we don't get the award till July 1. So just in that amount of time, and we had got a quote from them for that smaller amount.
Yeah, but the quote only lasted, I want to say, it was 6 months.
Right. We had to do a purchase order.
before December 31st, just to have purchase order in. Otherwise, the prices would go up in January. So we went ahead and got the purchase order in, or getting it in. I don't know if we got it yet, but we're doing that before we leave. District office park, Christmas party tomorrow, 11 o'clock, if you're available. Please come. We'll be down in the lunchroom. Love to have you. I want to thank Jackson. Is he down there? This is Jackson's last school board meeting. I printed these earlier today, and Renee reminded me, and I forgot, so I didn't put that on there. But Jackson, we are grateful for your service to the Liberty County School Board. You've done a wonderful job. Helped us get through a new market tax credit deal, which was I still don't understand all of it. I was talking to the auditor. She had some questions today, and she knew about as much as I did, but it's an expensive thing. But Jackson, we thank you, and I know the board thanks you for your service.
Appreciate it.
Hope to see Jackson back soon in some capacity. Merry Christmas, y'all, your families. Appreciate your visits, your calls, and your counsel. And most of all, I'm grateful for the energy we have on the board. That gets things done for students. I went to the FADS conference the week after Thanksgiving, and all the superintendents that attended to get together, and you hear some horror stories. You really hear some horror stories of board members and superintendents, at odds. A lot of them are appointed, and those people have no job security, those appointed superintendents, but, they kind of get together and get the vent, and I appreciate, and I always tell them this, I say, well, that ain't my board. I said, we got a wonderful board in Liberty County. These folks are, we love one another. We're friends. We were friends before we all got to politics, and we'll be friends long after, we get out of politics. So I just appreciate y'all. I really do. And just want you to know how y'all make my job a lot easier. And I hope I make y'all's a lot easier. So thank y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. All right, moving right along to item 5, additions, corrections to the agenda. Item A, need a motion to add emergency item 11A, B, C, and D. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to addition and correction to consent item 9D. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number 6. We need a motion to approve the agenda for December 15, 2022. We have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second.
Second,
Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 7, old business. Item A, we need a motion to remove from the table to approve request for a proposal for a school board attorney to represent the Liberty County School District. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to remove from the table approving advertising RFP for school board attorney. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item A. Item A, need a motion to approve November 1st, 2022 executive session meeting. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve November 22, 2022 organizational and regular meeting minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flower. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 9, consent items. We need a motion to approve the following financial report and transaction for a principal report for November 2022, financial statement for November 2022. We did not have any budget amendments, and for bills and payrolls for November 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve out-of-field teachers for December 2022. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve updated sublist for December 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve updated personnel list for 22-23 with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 10, action items. Item A, we need a motion to approve 22 Liberty County District School Board Internal Accounts Audit Report. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
As a result of this audit, Kyle and I talked, and you guys are going to be having some training. What date is that again?
January 21st.
10th, I believe. Maybe the 10th. I'm sorry. I should have had that
I'll
on.
I'll get back with you.
Chris Johnson, these are the folks that do the audit. Chris is a school board member up in Jackson County, I believe. He's going to come down and do some training. You know, a lot of times we get these little things, and a few of the audit findings were, I believe, at Hosford, where they had done some meals, you know, some kind of a gathering where they was doing a recognition or something, and took it out of general fund. That was one of them. And then one of them was for the veterans. The veterans, they've done that, but they needed some extra documentation of doing that, taking the money in and being able to distribute to the veterans. Nothing of major impropriety. It just was not good business practice. So he's going to come in and tell them how to do that. We'll make those corrections, but he's going to kind of train them of the do's and don'ts of internal funds.
Who is he going to be training exactly?
All the people that handle money internally within the county.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And our finance office, I guess, ma'am?
I mean, the bookkeepers, principals and bookkeepers.
Right.
Sites.
Okay. So kind of tell them what to be looking for and, you know, the do's and don'ts. Okay.
So he'll be doing it up here as well.
We'll do it right in here.
So we'll have some district people right here from
Correct.
The front office.
Correct.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve a memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Liberty Education Association, LEA, for the 22-23 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve ARP ESSER Supplement Programming Project Award Notification for program period of 9th to 13th to 22 through the 9th to 30th to 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve Summer Learning Camps America Rescue Plan ARP Project Award Notification with a corrected program period of the 6th to 3rd of 22 through the 9th to 30th of 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve disposition of property. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion?
Yeah, on the vans we're getting rid of and all, how are we going to dispose of it? Are we going to just bid them out? We're going to take them to junkyard? We're going to auction
probably
them?
Probably the ones we got are going to be junkyard, try to get what we can out of them. The people who did our auction stuff wouldn't even put them on there. It wouldn't bring enough money to even worthy of putting it online. So you can part it out, but what we want to do is get rid of these vans, and Kevin and I met this week. We want to get rid of them and get a truck up here.
You know, so we need a truck up
here. Bad.
How many total is that?
Buddy? There's three.
Three,
of them.
I think
there's three of them.
Mr. Chair, Kyle, the question. So when you say we'll piece them out, do we have a site like we put any of these kind of things on? Do we have our own site?
We don't. We've been using that auction company for...
Right, we use an auction company. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if we had our own little, you know...
We don't.
Okay. So it's going to be easier just to take them to the junkyard,
yeah.
Weigh them, whatever you get.
When I said part of mine, I said that was another option. You could just say, look, we're selling it for parts.
Oh, yeah.
Come get them.
But, oh, yeah.
that could take forever. We got some needs now, and you probably parting it out, it'd take forever to get what you can get in a junkyard just by taking it home.
Yeah.
And how do we keep track of that funding? Are we just, I mean, if say if we got $300 for it?
It'll come in.
It'll come in the general fund.
It'll come in to Renee. She'll write a receipt that it was received and, okay. and have all the paper, the corresponding paperwork, and then they get it to finance.
Okay.
And deposit it.
That would go straight back to general fund, correct?
Directly as a revenue for sale of junk.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F. Need a motion to approve travel expenditures in the amount of $591 for Stacy Fant, Food Service Direct, District Supervisor, and Renee O'Brien, Executive Secretary to the Superintendent, to attend the Summer Break Spot 2023 sponsor training to be held January the 12th through the 13th, 2023, in Sarasota, Florida. This is a mandatory training in order to participate in the Summer Food Service Program. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second,
Mr. Morse, any discussion?
Mr. Chair, again, this is what makes Renee, I mean, she's stepping to the plate, you know,
and
I thank you, Renee. I mean, I could not go to the last one. She stepped up, was able to go. Now, you know, this gives her so much insight. There's a benefit here. So much insight to this food service program. And I just want to personally thank you, Renee,
yes,
for
ma'am.
Stepping to the plate and
that's
doing
right.
stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And when she had her surgery, Renee was, they were corresponding. Of course, Stacy's at home working, you know, just couldn't get out, but they kept the plates turned. So, very grateful.
Thank you, Renee.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, G. Need a motion to approve Master Service Agreement, MSA, and Statement of Work, SOW. 1, effective December 15th, 2022, between Channel Bound, LLC, and Liberty County School Board. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, H, need a motion to approve request for proposal for a school board attorney to represent the Liberty County School District. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, I need a motion to approve advertising request for a proposal RFP for school board attorney. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, J, need a motion to approve 5-year work plan. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second.
Second,
Ms. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next emergency item. Item A, need a motion to approve the drop request of John Wright, teacher at Hosford School, effective July the 1st, 22, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than June the 30th of 2027. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve corrected drop request of Kevin Williams, Director of Transportation and Maintenance, effective January the 1st, 2021, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than December the 31st, 2025. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse. Second. Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion?
Kyle, didn't we, when we done this, didn't we discuss this at the meeting when it was a 6-year period, what it was before?
So what happened, we had a couple things. The it didn't match up with FRS, what had been turned in by them. So we had one or two, and I think we're still working on a few.
Still got a few.
We kind of got to start to look at some of them and go, well, that don't add up. The board approved this date, but it's actually the FRS date is that date. So we're cleaning these up. And then there was maybe one that had not been board approved from a couple years ago. So that's what that is. So some of these names may seem familiar.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Well, I thought that was because of the dates on it were more than a 5-year period from the original.
We're just matching up what FRS has, what they, when FRS approved their drop, we're making sure that what y'all approved matched what they did, and that was where the disconnect was.
Date for date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve corrected drop request of Stephanie Holly, supervisor of the Finance Department, effective December the 1st, 2018, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than November the 30th, 2023. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve Resolution 22-05, honoring the Liberty County High School volleyball team on its first state championship. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 12, board member policy items. Don't think. Yes, sir.
It actually hasn't run in the paper that long. It's going to be January meeting before they'll be. It has to run for so many weeks.
That's
I advertise it. I think we've got one.
We got that one, and then there's two more behind it that they because you have to do the first one, the second one, and then it has to be approved. So.
I'm sorry. It's actually got to run through the last week of this month, and then we can approve it.
Okay. Perfect. I just want to make sure.
If I'm right, let you know something.
That's why you didn't send it.
I've got it on next agenda.
Okay.
But it'll be ready then.
So we'll do the second reading and approval then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I know.
All right, moving along to item 13, board member items. Mr. Flower.
I just want to thank everybody for the effort in a good school year so far. It's one of the best we've had in the last 4 or 5 years probably.
Right.
So I just want to thank everybody, every employee, students, staff, and hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and stay safe for the holidays. We'll see y'all back January the 3rd, 4th.
Kit, so the second's on Monday. So staff come back on Tuesday and the kids come back on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
We need to start the race.
All right, Ms. Jody.
Well, first of all, congratulations, volleyball team.
Yeah.
I mean, and great job, Kyle, and doing your presentation tonight. You know, I'm just so proud of the girls, and I actually responded on Facebook and said, we're definitely going to need a bigger sign. And congratulations to the graduates. That's a big accomplishment. You know, I mean, you know, we all, I think majority all of us graduate. Renee, did you graduate from?
She wanted to.
That's good. I got a husband. But anyway, yeah. So congratulations to the graduates. Question on the RFP, and I should have probably brought this up. If we have to do an addendum, does it have to come back in front of the board? Did we ever clarify that with Bob Harrison?
Mm-hmm. So because we wrote it into the RFP, I think there's a thing that says the addendum can be added to it.
Right.
It does not.
Okay.
It does not.
Okay.
We left ourselves that wiggle room.
Yes.
For,
yes. We stated where we would put them.
Correct.
You know.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to the staff, to the district, to everybody. The kids, I know. You know, when they come back, they're going to be fired up. You know, so or either not fired up. So the teachers have a lot to deal with. But Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you, Ms. Jody. Say just thank the volleyball team. They've done a great job this year. We're proud of them. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And again, Mr. Jackson, we appreciate all the work you've done, Voss, working with us. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jason ain't here. Boo Boo.
I'm going to tap right along there with the volleyball team, state champs. I mean, can't take it away from them. Can't take it away from any of them. Great job of Coach Sewell and Coach Taunton for, I mean, they've made some changes. They've been close, but they got it all done this year. And look, like Kyle said, I look for many more to come. I mean,
yeah.
two or three to come, and they've got the mixture to do it, and they know what they're doing. So, again, congrats to them. And also, like Jody said a minute ago, congrats to these adult school grads. You see so many in life that don't go that little extra step. They just say, oh, I'll do it, and before you know it, you know, they may be 50, 60 years old, and they never done it. But you got to take your hat off. That's something hard to come back to when you've maybe stepped away from something and come back and do it, complete it, and be done with it and get that diploma. So hats off to them for securing that diploma for them. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. One thing I got to say is everybody be safe. There's going to be lots of people. People's going to be everywhere. Going to be a lot of shopping still going on, last minute things. Be safe. Be able to come back from that holiday. And, you know, we want our people back. We want all our students back. We want all our teachers, all our admin. We want our community safe. So, again, have a happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And one question I did have for you, Kyle, is we kind of talked on, but when would we be looking at being able to actually hire a new attorney after everything is done?
So, on the schedule on RFP, Lord's willing, we will we'll go through the process of the selection. So once all the proposers send things in, there's a schedule on there, and then what'll happen is I'll send those out to y'all for your review, for you to scoring sheet. Y'all send all that back in. So to answer the question, at the February board meeting.
Okay, that's what I was meaning. Yep. When you get all that in.
All that in February board meeting.
I think the contract, actually, the date for the contract is
March 1st.
March 1st, yeah. Correct.
So we'll hire them in February. They'll start March 1st. Well, the first meeting in March.
Correct.
Or actually start of tenure in March.
That's right.
And last but not least, Jackson. Appreciate it, buddy. I'm going to still see you around.
Yeah.
Especially on Friday nights for football season. But I'm the same way with Kyle. I want to see you in another capacity and all. And
yes, sir.
Enjoy life and have you a Merry Christmas. And you want to say anything for us? You want to get up and give us a speech? And all
that. I will say that I went to basketball games last Friday night, and some of these girls I see on here on the basketball team, and I think they're kind of lighting it up so far.
They're undefeated.
Undefeated.
Amazing.
First time in history, ain't it?
Man, Derrick just got them going, don't he?
Yeah.
He might just be chasing them.
He got him a nice new truck, too.
Oh, did he? Well, I seen where somebody got a new truck for winning basketball totally.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I just wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. If y'all need me, y'all know where I'm going to be.
Yo, yo.
In the house.
Need a motion adjourned?
Motion.
Motion, Jody. Second, Mr. Flower. Yeah. Meeting adjourned.